Proclamation number 6220 of 27th of March, 1955. Paying off the debt, in pennies and nickels. Single quote. My justice demands the removal of all guilt. For it is the law of divine order that every cause brings its effect. Every guilt is an offense against the eternal order. It is an act which must somehow have an effect and which will only ever have a bad effect because it was a violation of my order from eternity. Evil will only ever give birth to evil. And no bad deed remains without effect. Thus you humans, burdened by guilt, would never be able to live in freedom and bliss in the spiritual kingdom, because this guilt is therefore a burden for the soul, because the bad effects would constantly admonish the soul to make a just compensation. Because the guilt simply does not allow for the consciousness of blissful freedom. Because the soul has stepped out of divine order and absolutely has to restore this divine order first before it can enjoy its freedom. This is by no means an act of punishment on my part but simply law, because justice and love reign in my kingdom and because neither is compatible with unbalanced guilt. Only a guiltless being can be blissful, a being which has compensated for the smallest lack of love with love, a being which has now completely entered into the eternal order. A being that has paid all guilt, that has made up for all guilt with love. And hardly any being is capable of this which lived on earth as a human being and became guilty in many ways. Because it traveled the earthly path in an imperfect state, because the being does not move in divine order due to this imperfect state. Because it has not yet developed love within itself, thus due to unkindness it has accumulated a measure of guilt which earthly life is too short to redeem, even if the being still changes to love in it. Precisely because my justice must demand a compensation which corresponds to its guilt. I cannot grant bliss in my kingdom before the debt has been paid, in pennies and nickels. But I can accept an atonement which is paid for the guilty soul. But only if love makes this atonement. Because only then will my justice be satisfied. And now you will also understand the work of love and mercy of Jesus, the man, who recognized the adversity the human being is entangled in and cannot release himself from it during earthly life and also in the spiritual kingdom if he enters it burdened by his guilt. He knew that my justice could not simply cancel a debt which had not yet been paid, and therefore he offered himself on the cross as a sacrifice of atonement in order to place people into the state of freedom which only allows for bliss in the spiritual kingdom. He therefore paid the debt in pennies and nickels for the one who accepts his work of redemption, who feels guilty himself and asks Jesus Christ to have paid the debt for him through his shed blood on the cross. There would be no blessed being in my kingdom without this redemptive work of the human being Jesus. Yet only the person who recognizes his guilt as a separation between himself and God, who has gained this realization as a result of his will turned towards me, in whom the spark of love has ignited, can enter into the blessing of the act of salvation. Otherwise he would never feel guilty. 27th of the 3rd, 1955, and the awareness of his guilt now drives him to me in Jesus Christ, and he asks me for forgiveness for the sake of Jesus Christ. And his guilt is compensated. It is completely redeemed, and he can enter the kingdom of light as a free being. where it is now his task again to participate in the work of redemption. As redeemed itself, the soul can now be active to such an extent that it now also seeks to lead those souls back into divine order which are unhappy because unredeemed. And this activity is often laborious and requires great patience and perseverance, yet its love gives it strength and it uses this strength to serve me and my kingdom. It serves me and, as it were, pays a debt with its labors of love which I have certainly redeemed, thus cancelled, yet gladly accepts such compensation because love offers it to me. The souls redeemed by Jesus' blood are restlessly active in the spiritual kingdom in order to bring the still apostate souls to me, yet they no longer carry out this activity in guilt consciousness but in complete freedom and are therefore not only regarded as my servants but as my co-workers who, without the slightest self-interest, only contribute to the happiness of the inhabitants of the spiritual kingdom. For love of me and of all spiritual substances I created. Hence the souls which still languish unredeemed in the abyss are still burdened by their guilt, and therefore they partly atone for it in their agonizing state. Yet they will never be able to redeem themselves merely through these torments, they will never be able to deal with their guilt without the redemption through Jesus Christ. On earth they have missed the opportunity to hand over their guilt to him who made atonement for them through his death on the cross. But they have to do it once or they will not be eternally released from their guilt. And I will be satisfied if they only call to me from the depths in order to right their guilt in the sand, in order to lift them up into lighter spheres where they will indeed have to struggle hard but nevertheless offer themselves for once for the work of redemption and who, for their part, will pay off much guilt again precisely through the work of redemption which, however, they will only ever be able to carry out once they have handed themselves over to Jesus Christ so that he will release them from the power of their prisoner. They therefore bear their guilt voluntarily and out of love, because it has already been redeemed through Jesus' redemptive work. But they cannot express their gratitude and happiness about their deliverance in any other way than by participating in the act of salvation, because they themselves know about the hardship of the souls in darkness and in their love now want to help everyone to bliss and freedom. But without Jesus Christ no being would be able, neither on earth nor in the beyond, to pay off the guilt of sin itself. Yet for the sake of justice every guilt must be atoned for, and Jesus accomplished this work of atonement, and you humans can become free from every guilt, on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond. Amen.